This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, that is CCEA, has approved 4 multi-tracking railway projects worth 24,634 crore rupees. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the projects include the construction of 3rd and 4th lines along Vardha-Bhusawal section and Vadodara-Ratlam corridor and 4th lines on Gondia-Dongargarh stretch and Itarsi-Bhopal-Bina section to enhance connectivity across the country. The projects will cover 18 districts across 4 states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Chhattisgarh, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 894 kilometers.
These projects that have come today in the Delhi-Mumbai route from Ratlam to Baroda, in the Mumbai-Havra route from Bhusawal to Vardha, in the Delhi-Chennai route from Bina to Itarsi, and in the Mumbai-Kolkata route from Gondia to Dongargarh, these are the 4 sections for which the quadrupling has been approved today.
The centre has approved over 903 crore rupees to Haryana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan under National Disaster Response Fund for expansion and modernization of fire services. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved the assistance. The committee has also approved over 707 crore rupees of additional central assistance to Assam and Gujarat from NDRF, affected by flood and landslides last year. In Himachal Pradesh, a private bus was hit by a landslide, resulting in the deaths of 15 people so far, while several others have been reported injured in the Balughat area of Jhanduta subdivision, Bilaspur district. The bus was travelling from Marutan in the Kotdhar area of the district to Ghumarvi. Rescue and relief operations are being carried out by the administration. There were about 30 passengers on board the bus, of whom 2 young girls have been rescued safely. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu directed the administration to expedite the relief and rescue efforts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives in the accident. He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. The government has said that over 5 lakh loan applications amounting to 10,907 crore rupees have been sanctioned by public sector banks, that is PSBs, under Prime Minister Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana so far. The Finance Ministry said that the loan has been sanctioned to provide financial support to the beneficiaries in installing rooftop solar systems. The PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana is being supported by making credit delivery process easier and facilitating collateral-free loans at lower interest rates through PSPs. President Draupadi Murmu said that the country's armed forces demonstrated the strength of jointness and strategic foresight during Operation Sindoor. She noted that the calibrated tri-service response resulted in effective synergy which dismantled the terror infrastructure across the line of control. President Murmu was addressing the faculty and course members of the 65th National Defence College course at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan has emphasized that dialogue, deliberation, debate and discussion are the basic tenets of parliamentary democracy. Mr. Radhakrishnan stated this while interacting with floor leaders of various parties of Rajya Sabha in New Delhi today to discuss ways for ensuring the effective functioning of the upper house. He urged members to make full use of available instruments such as Zero Hour, Special Mentions and Question Hour to raise issues of public importance. The India Meteorological Department, that is IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Tripura, Nagaland, Manipur, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe and Tamil Nadu for tomorrow. In the Women's ODI World Cup Cricket, England beat Bangladesh by 4 wickets at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati tonight. Put into bat first, Bangladesh were all out for 178 runs in 49.4 overs. In reply, England overhauled the target for the loss of 6 wickets in 46.1 overs. Total 8 teams are participating in the World Cup. Indian women defeated Sri Lanka and Pakistan and having 4 points are on the top of the table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.